Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Beast Podcast.
What's going on, y'all? It's Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And what's your name?
Kwame.
Kwame.
Kwame in the building.
Yeah, so we have
with the Gumby.
Kwame with the Gumby. How long have you had this Gumby?
Like 2 weeks now.
I kind of like okay. it. I'm digging the Gumby. Now,
now I got a tattoo. You can see it on my face. You ain't peeping.
Which side is it on?
Well, can't tell. On this side.
Oh, okay. I was seeing if you knew which side it was on.
What it look like?
Your finger.
Is it a teardrop or something?
See it? Nah, just say it.
I'm not sure.
Well, you can see
it? I thought it was a birthmark, but is it a heart?
Yeah. And what color it look like?
Black.
Yeah, it look black, brother.
Blue?
Purple.
Purple heart.
Yeah, so you saved somebody before?
I saved bitches, yeah. Like homeless bitches, yeah, live in my crib. I saved a couple girls that was homeless that let them live with me.
Right. You got homeless bitches that live in your crib?
Fuck me for the rent. My free rent. I have sex with me.
That sounds like sex trafficking.
Well, whatever it is, they getting a place to stay. You'd rather be homeless and don't give niggas no pussy beat.
And it's cold out here.
Yeah, it might cold rain or be in a warm crib. Just fuck, suck, eat, food stamp, chilling.
This episode has started off with a bang.
Literally, a bang.
Okay, so numerous things that I want to make sure we fill the people in on.
Yes.
Okay, so they've...
Oh,
what are you trying to do?
No, I'm going to get the wine.
Because I've seen you touch a lot of people. I'm like, let me move my goddamn leg.
I did not mean to touch your pussy.
You definitely didn't touch my pussy. My ankle, but I know you can't see.
Oh, all right. So you
might think an ankle and a pussy is the same. Now, okay, so some people know you from I Love New York, right? And you went by the name of It. Why you let them call you that?
Because the reason they call me that, because, boom. So, you know, they be adding this shit. So, they be leaving shit out.
Peace,
right? Yeah.
Blessing.
Yeah, so they be like, all right, boom. So, she was like, I said my shit. But it was mad shit they cut out or whatever. That was cool. The time, cool. So, they was like, da-da-da-da, I said spend my shit. She's like, yo, you know what? Yo, you it. You gonna be the one. You're it. You're it. You're the one. That's why she named me It. Cause she's like, you're it. You're the one. And I got kicked off with the fourth episode.
Why?
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man.
Yes, you know.
I thought it was like cousin It.
Nah. So I just ain't do the fucking. I don't know. I should have got with the politics of the shows. I ain't get with the politics, man. You know what I mean? Science.
You got a lot of movements going on.
What kind of movement?
Like I'm just saying, like you had the burp, the hiccup, the cap, the chin. I'm just watching. Okay, yeah, so are you scratching your butt now? Now you're scratching your butt.
See?
Okay. Okay.
I don't even know what that was. I don't want to see it. If Lori, come on, family. Yeah. Why?
But the camera's playing.
Yeah. Why?
You can see it?
Why?
Yeah.
That's a dick. She was like, that's probably, I see no later. It's a little sample.
Hold on, I gotta say this later shit on, really quickly. First off, I don't know what.
This man is carrying around a meat, a whole blicker. You know what I'm saying?
Usually call a blicker a thing. But not just that. Angelo, he goes, where's the camera? Put it to the camera. Angelo, twerk points at the camera. This man is blind.
Yeah, I mean.
You're blind, correct?
Legally blind. Yeah,
legally blind. Kind of blind. Like, you can see.
You got your thighs out, right? Your legs are short.
Yeah,
okay, so you can see.
Yeah. My legs is out, child. I got
a size you wear? In jeans.
Your size.
But wait.
I have a jeans.
Oh. So your legs are not showing.
No. Usually with jeans, like the jean covered the legs.
So you can really get away with a lot of shit, bro. You can say,
but why would you point at the camera and say that it's there? Because
the nigga right there, Angelo. He probably stand the camera probably right there.
He was trying to show you the way.
What way?
I don't know.
Which way to put?
What was that and why?
It's a dildo, man. So
okay, we don't need to see it again.
It's part of the podcast. So I mean, because my podcast, we pull out toys, but I also fuck my ex girlfriend with this to reach the
yo,
reach
bro. Is wet, bro.
Where did you put your dick?
Nah, it ain't wet, bro. It ain't wet. It's dry.
But like, where did he put his dick if you fucked strap. It with it? It's a strap on.
Yeah, so I was strapping on because look, all right, my ex girlfriend, her name start with a T. I ain't going. And the name and it rhymes with
Tiffany.
It rhymes with Mika.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tamika. Tamika.
So.
Am I in the frame still? I gotta move. I don't want to be too close.
So her pussy is mad deep. Even the gynecologist said. She got a deep cervix.
She slim?
Nah. She tall.
Oh,
like
she big. A big girl.
Y'all like big. Y'all like fat girl. What size? Girl?
Like what size?
Like 18, 16 in jeans. Like that's what. They could be like 5'9" and up.
Are you like
Amazon?
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. But her pussy is just different from. Cause I had a lot of pussy, but so I couldn't hit the back of the. Pussy. So I was like, I'm gonna use this fucking strap on to hit the back of the pussy.
But how you know you hitting it?
Oh, when she start pushing me up like like that.
So how big her pussy is?
Son, listen, yeah, this, you know what I mean? Got maybe, yeah. Yeah. So it's like this could get up in you.
First of all, I'm disgusted. I don't even know. I just don't even know. Like, so you fucked it with this exact very same one.
Then I tried up, So I just put my dick would just be chilling on the side, on the bottom, just hard.
It doesn't hurt?
Nah, I was going to put my dick inside, but I ain't want to get stuck. I got a hole in it.
Are you supposed to put your dick inside of it?
Nah, you could. Yeah, you could, but my shit ain't going to fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, this is mad nasty.
I never put my dick inside. No, but yeah. So then... Then I said, let me put my dick in your ass while I put this in your pussy. But she's like, nah. But, you know.
Is this somebody you're dating now?
No, bro. She broke up with me.
Thank God.
Wait, thank God for what? Why?
Nothing.
She let me use it on her?
So she knew it was going on. It wasn't like no sneak shit.
Yeah, I said, since my 7-inch dick can't hit the back of your pussy, and I'm mad, and she had dicks that was like, 10 inches, 11 inches. I want to hit the back. I want to get mad deep. So I'm going to get a strap on to fuck you with the strap on. So I got, this might be 10 inches, 11. So I'm going to fuck you with the strap on and then vibrate. So but we play with toys. So she's like, yeah.
Oh, you and Wax have a lot in common.
What?
No.
Wax likes toys.
Mine never look like that. Mine never look a penis. And all mine is literally miniature the size of my meat. You see what I'm saying? They all real smart.
Little than no homo.
Nah, I ain't got time for that shit.
That's a lot.
I only fuck with vibrators with the girls. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I let them play around with their clit while I'm smashing them and shit like that. And they get more of an explosion. You know what I'm saying? I put ice cubes on their nipples and on their stomach and shit like that while they fucking, because all the blood flow to a cold area. Mm-hmm. So now everything else releases, and that's when you get that big explosion from the girl. So
I feel
you
really like don't need that right there.
No. Let me tell you, no. When I use my real dick, I make her come way more. I never even made her come with that dick.
You just want to try to feel the pain.
I just want
to
get deep in it because she was making noise that she ain't made with my real dick. But that she was making more different noise. And
you got
shit.
A pincher.
Yeah, and she was like scratching my back a little. I'm like, I was, I ain't know what to get. Jealous and get horny. And
which
shit.
One was it?
What you mean?
No!
One? Oh, you talking about?
No.
Did what? You get jealous or did you get horny?
Oh, I got both, man. Fuck yeah.
Jealous and
a little jealous, yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, but damn.
So would you get like an extension? They have things that you could do to put like a DBL.
A dick butler?
Yeah. A Brazilian dick.
No, it should be a BDL. So,
a BDL. There we go.
I got the dick pump in my crib, so I'd rather use
that. That's not the same. They're going to take fat from your stomach and put it in your dick.
A dick pump is not the same.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to get an extended dick. Like, would you ever go to get a surgery?
I don't know.
Dr. Miami
does it. Way. I don't know.
Is pumping it still natural?
Yeah, but it's like exercise. Like, you work out at the gym, it's the same thing working out.
Because your dick is definitely
dick.
A muscle, for sure.
Yes, yeah, so you got to work out your dick the same. Right. You got to be consistent. You got to do like 3-4 times a day.
What about just jerking off 3-4 times a day?
You ain't, but it's not pulling it and expanding it. You just jerking off. You got to pull it, and the pump is. It's suctioning it, so it's making it get swollen, and it's breaking the like the muscle tissue.
This sounds painful.
And it's more blood flow. It's not painful.
It's the blood flow.
It's like, I remember, it was like some viral shit. The bitches was putting the fucking water bottle on their lips, making their lips swell.
Mm-hmm.
Remember some shit like that?
Peace. It's the Kylie Jenner
it's
thing.
It's the same shit you doing with your dick.
Yes.
So you just keep doing it and do, but you gotta keep doing it consistently, because you breaking like, the muscle tissue, you expanding it, and then the blood going to flow, so it's going to get bigger and bigger.
So you do this?
Wait, what?
You do this?
I done it, yeah, but I be procrastinating. What you going
to ask? You don't think that you're telling God that he made a mistake by you trying to alter your shape?
Nah, that's like a nigga that go to the gym. Oh, I made your body this. Why you going to work out your muscles? Same shit. You working out.
Yeah,
so you get bigger arms, get a bigger dick.
Absolutely.
And that God ain't even real anyway.
Whoa.
You talking about that piece of shit?
Gary did.
You 5% of believing that.
No. God is definitely real. He's ahead of my life. He's the base of my life. He's definitely real.
Wait, so what, God, he or she?
God is he. Our Father which art in heaven. Our Father which art in heaven. Not our mother.
So God got a dick.
He's image of us.
But
you
God
see what I'm saying?
Dick?
It's God, we man, woman, and kids.
You saying him too?
Yeah, God is
but
he.
I could be that's more the, of a female than a he because God produced life, produced the womb. So you God, because you everything come out, life come out your pussy.
God is love.
And creation.
Now,
God is love or creation.
Energy.
God is love.
Now you want to switch it up.
I'm not a pastor.
Is it gender
I'm
or
on
is
a motherfucking podcast and I talk shit for
it's
a living.
Spirit. But go ahead, brother.
Maybe it's because you're drinking wine and beer. So usually people choose one or the other.
Yeah. We
people
got
choose
back,
one or the other. So I just want to know, right? So you chose both. And it's not like in the same cup, but it's like you know how some people do like a shot and a beer. I get
peace,
that.
Peace.
Sometimes yes. people like yeah, yeah. do the sangria and they mix the liquor with the. But you got like the beer in one hand and a whole big bottle for a family function
yes.
of wine on the floor next to
you. Or a girl who just got a breakup wine
yeah,
bottle.
Yeah. Like waiting to exhale bottle size
yes.
wine.
Nah, I ain't gonna drink all this right now.
Appreciate that.
So this is during the day.
Nah, this is. Bro, I drink this probably during the whole day and be chilling. But
I'm sure
this is just to chill, and then the beer is just to chill out more. It's more of a chill out. Than
is that's all you do? You only drink?
Yeah, I don't smoke. I don't drink liquor.
I don't smoke liquor.
I don't smoke liquor.
I mean, I don't drink liquor.
But I do like
I
mezcal.
Don't smoke, I
that's kind of smoky.
I just need some ass, fuck ass raw.
So you like fucking ass raw?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a podcast, right?
Okay.
On your podcast, you're gonna go to jail. So I watched a couple of clips.
Peace.
And I wanted to call the police my damn self.
Why? Sex traveling?
Sex traveling is mad.
Trafficking.
Sex trafficking. No, it was like a lot of groping, a lot of shaking, a lot of nudity, a lot of poom pooms.
It ain't against the law to get permission for that.
So like,
how I wanted to measure your ass too.
Yeah, right. Me? Wrong one. Anyway, so you... stand up and turn around. No, he wants to measure that ass.
No, you gonna let me measure your waist?
No.
Why not?
I wouldn't let you touch me with a 10-foot pole.
I can't even touch it.
Inch dick.
Not even. I would not let you touch me with a 10-inch dick.
Lord have mercy, brother. This motherfucker got
measuring tape.
No. Yeah, because I'm sorry, but I'm going to cut you off. I'm gonna keep, but we was going to have some girls here. And I'm
here?
I was going to bring it to show what I do in the podcast. And I was going to measure their ass and pull their ass out.
What time are they coming? We would love
to
have them.
They fronting.
So how do you find them?
So I'm going to measure your ass.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just measure your boy.
Yeah, that would never in a trillion.
Yes, and I don't want to see that. It's my sister.
No, never, never in a bazillion. We'll be measuring your ass before mine. your Gumby. Okay?
Never in a Brazilian years.
Never in a Brazilian dick lift years. Okay. All right. So these girls give you permission. They sign.
What are they
signing? Who's writing this up?
It's a 2257 form.
I don't know what that means because I've never had to sign that you can grope me for.
Yeah, it's an app. It's called 2257. It's like a porno, like for sex.
So this is porn.
No. I'm just saying.
It's the same form that porn stars use.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cassette form.
Yeah. It's got an app.
I definitely would be the producer of Surviving Kwame.
No. And listen, we got them on tape, so they can't play the. It's all on tape.
Signed that. Listen,
but like,
whatever happens here is okay.
Yeah, go too far.
Yeah, does it go too far? Because
it's going too far, man.
I mean, because when I watch it, and again, a clip is a clip, right?
Yes.
So it could be anything.
Edit it.
But I'm like, it's a little cringy.
Like we didn't
to
jump,
a woman.
We didn't jump. We didn't dick jump. Them.
So it's no male penises is out on your podcast.
Yeah, sometimes. But we didn't like fuck them and then come from behind with a condom and fuck them and then
Oh, wait, so there is fucking. I didn't get that far.
No, sometimes, but we never show that. It's edited. We might get lucky, get some sucky.
So you're showing women sucking your dick on your podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know it was all that.
But on the uncut.
Yeah, on the uncut. But you can't put that on YouTube or you can't put that on Instagram.
So where does this live? OnlyFans?
Okay.
I mean,
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean? And you produced the show, correct?
Yeah, okay. He's a man.
What's your name?
What's your name, brother?
Q. Okay, and we got Q. Q got a nice chain on.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? Where's your chain? Is Q getting on the mic?
You
can't see that bank account.
We just got him a chain. It's coming in.
It's getting made.
Okay, is it a bottle of wine?
No, it's going to say Convos with Kwame, the name of the podcast.
Okay, as long as it's not a dick.
Stella.
Oh, Lord, why did I do that?
Stella.
Please, no.
I want one with an ass, but maybe a dick.
Yo, this nigga, man.
You're a wild guy for sure.
We're giving a platform to the OnlyFans girl, so they can come on and tell their story, because it's more to them,
Yeah, because we was going to bring a girl. He's gonna bring girls mad flexible. She could put her legs behind her head, but.
And then she would have sucked your dick in front of us?
No.
I mean,
I just wanna know how you said suck dick.
You ain't mine, yeah.
I mean, I'm for the podcast.
Oh, you ain't mine, too.
We'll bring her. I'm not sure.
And next time we do a part two.
I would be shocked.
I would definitely do it.
Listen, we'll do a part two.
I feel like I would get canceled.
No, we just cover it. Like, we'll put, like, a sheet. And I'm like, is she sucking it or she's faking it? Suck it, fake. And then we
did you just come up with that?
No, we did it. We did it already.
Yeah, we kind of did it. Yeah.
I'm about to say, you and Wax are kindred spirits.
Oh, what?
That's something he would
please,
say.
Please, oh, please.
I will say, okay, the bathrooms in here are connected.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And so in the stall, I was fixing my makeup.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could hear what goes on in the other bathroom. First of all, he took the longest piss.
Me?
I think
oh, yeah, yeah, he's drinking a lot.
The longest piss I've ever heard in fucking history. And just when you thought it was done, this is disgusting.
He said he had a bunch of beers.
It was nasty. And like me, like I think pee and stuff like that is disgusting. I didn't realize that there was a wall missing at the top. Peace. So this nigga came in. No, I never said that. I said I can hear you peeing. I would never want to see. Yeah, and I'm sitting in there like, how do I escape? But I knew you was on the outside of the door. I'm like, but, and then he came and peed. I'm like, no, I felt like I was in jail. Like, that shit was the worst.
I'm sure he's peeing a lot. He's drinking a lot.
Let me tell you something. I sat in there for 5 minutes trying to escape, and that nigga was still peeing.
5 minute piss?
Why you can't just leave?
Outside. Yeah, because I didn't want, it was embarrassing for you.
I was embarrassed.
Because I can't hear you.
Are you hearing us pee? That
shit was nasty.
I peed in the room too. I peed in the bottle.
You peed in nigga mouth? Nigga, on nigga.
What did I tell you?
But you know the crazy part about it? When I did go in there, he told me that he peed.
You want to hear the sick part?
He peed in a cup and he drunk it.
So I was about to say this. The bottle he peed in was soda.
No.
He just drank that?
I would never drink anything around open. Y'all niggas.
Yeah.
But I seen it and I was like, for sure there's more liquid in there.
Somebody drunk somebody piss?
Nobody would touch that.
I peed in a bottle in there. But it was soda.
I would never put something around any guy and then drink it.
He drunk his piss. That's what I was trying to tell you. And that's what I was trying to tell you. This nigga.
I thought you said someone. I didn't know it was him.
He pissed in a McDonald's cup and he didn't know because he can't see. This nigga sipped the man piss.
Had a little Sprite flavor.
Yeah, I know the
flavor in your ear.
And he called me and then he FaceTimed me and showed me the cup. I said,
Y'all was tight. I had put it in the refrigerator overnight and all that. So it was a whole. Cause like,
it was chill piss.
Yeah.
Piss on the rocks. Piss on the rocks.
No, cause
if I throw up, I'm gonna be so mad right now.
No, we don't throw up, baby.
I can't keep hearing. So you
don't swallow no semen then.
Ew, you just drank your man piss.
That's an old man piss.
That's not even a thing.
But why you about to throw up? I'm good. You about to throw up on job drink and never
think about it.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, L'Oreal, we drunk, and any girl that do squirt, we kind of drunk their piss too. You know what I'm saying? Girls who...
That's not the same.
It's pee.
I was like, damn, I'm about to drink. Because it was... He said he had bought the tropical flavor Sprite. And it was full. It was heavy. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to drink this tomorrow. Put it in the refrigerator. I was like, yeah. Because shit, you know what I mean? I don't really drink soda. And the next day, I said, boom. I said, tastes like piss.
How you know what piss tastes like?
That it smelled like piss.
Yeah. The smell's actually.
You gotta pull. You need some more water. If he would have, why you just be peeing in random places?
Because he was in the bathroom, like taking a shit.
Okay.
How to go?
So if he pissing long, imagine if his shit's long.
You know what?
I never want to do a show with any of these people again.
No.
Shit feel like what?
No.
Wait. Do you know? No. Do you know what?
But he's saying chill.
Do you know what shit feels like?
Yeah, him. He said,
he does actually. That's funny that you should say that.
No, I'm just saying, I know what shit.
His hand when he was a kid.
It
wasn't a kid. I was older.
He was grown. He thought that you used toilet paper to catch shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
I never knew that
you had.
You
to catch shit, right?
No. You got to use. Every time you buy this shit, you grab the tissue and you shit in the tissue. Then you grab it and then throw it down. I never knew you're supposed to just let it go out.
Why you thought that? Why you did that for?
Because I've seen people used to go back there. I didn't know that they only use it to wipe. I thought you used it just grab the shit and, you know.
Nobody ever taught him how to, like, wipe.
Nobody actually really taught somebody how to do it because we started off in the pamphlet.
No, my mother, yeah, you should be that. Yeah, you do. My mama told me how to wipe my ass.
And those commercials with the bear.
I got 12 brothers and sisters. Right? I was one of the ones who just, you know what I'm saying? I'm number 10. They thought I know. I'm number 10 out of 12 kids.
It was different.
I'm the only child.
You got all attention.
Yeah, my mom was like, yo, bend down and wipe your ass, bend down and whatever, wipe the key. There's no shit on the toilet.
So why did you start catching it with your hand?
I don't know, me.
Didn't you say something about
it? He said, how you know what piss tastes like? And I said, how you know what shit feels like?
I grabbed it before. That means you tasted it before. That's what you're trying to say.
I eat ass.
So you into that? Really,
yeah.
You like girls to pee on you?
Nah, hell
no. So you never got squirted on?
You
eating a girl out, she starts squirting and you was like...
I knew that girl squirting eating out, but that girl squirted having sex with him, yeah. And, but...
But it wasn't Tamika.
And I ate a bitch ass. You said, what, baby?
It wasn't Tamika, because you couldn't reach the back wall there.
No, I made a squirt like... I didn't say the name of Tamika. I said rhyme with a T. And Ron, it started with a team rhyme with Mika.
Yeah.
It could be Tashika.
Or it could be Tamika.
Or Tamika.
We ain't saying
Talika.
But no, I made her squirt like twice. I made her come the best in any other nigga.
She lied.
But then you tasted it.
The pussy don't lie. Bitches lie, niggas lie, the pussy don't, baby.
No, pussy definitely lie. For sure.
Pussy's lie.
Pussy lie.
That shit is squirting and all shaking. It don't lie. I'm a sexologist.
That might have been pissed.
No.
Well, whatever it was, how I did it while we was fucking, you go, and shaking.
As long as I get
mine. Your nervous system, you can't make your shit shake. You can't make your shit do the fake seizure.
You can.
Pussy's shaking.
It's contacting.
Yo, listen, I used to tell one of my girls to fake because she was getting money from this dude. I said, the more you shake and more you bullshit, the more money he gonna give you.
Yeah, but listen, let me tell you, I'm my senses is heightened.
Bless.
I'm a massage therapist.
Okay.
So we.
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah, I got a associate degree. So dope. We taught to read the body, and I can't see a bitch. Not the girl I got now. She don't even make noise when she fuck.
Peace.
So, but my senses is heightened, so I could tell certain movement, certain faint moans that I know I'm hitting the spot. Pussy clenching.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's not.
So you know, like, nobody else ever did that before.
Did what?
Made her crumb like that before.
Probably, yeah. I don't know the other niggas she fucked.
Because you said that nobody never made her do that before.
Oh, you talking about the other girl rhyme with
Tamika. Talika.
Yeah. So she had orgasms before. Yeah. But she didn't. I did my thing. Like, I did it more back to back, back to back, back to back, back to back.
Was you drinking when you was doing that?
Nah, I mean, I like to have sober sex because I don't like to be numb. I want to feel the most everything.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you're not having sex tonight.
Nah, the girl I got with me now, I'm not really horny, so I'm good. I just nutted in her ass like 2 days ago. And see, you can't make your ass get wet when you fucking in the ass. You can't make it do that. It does it on its own.
Okay.
So I fucked in the ass and it was getting wet, nutted deep. I nutted in her ass.
Okay.
And then I ate a pussy.
Is this the one that doesn't scream during sex that doesn't make
she
noise?
Don't make noise.
Oh, so not so Talika.
No, she make noise while, like, it's faint. You got it, because she might be a shyer. Somebody has shy. So you got to really, like, you know what I mean? You got to really, like, pick up.
You use the same one that you used on Tamika?
Nah, I don't do that. Uh-huh. I have respect for
her. Not Tamika.
Yeah.
Talika.
I respect. Talika.
With an
I
M.
Respect.
Locked up. Stop saying that name. We'll get this nigga locked.
No. What's up, man? Well, Jigga, man. So I have respect for people that I deal with. So I won't use the same toy in a pussy.
I just think
energy respect shit.
So but you never asked her why she's not making noise during sex?
Yeah, I said, I asked her that 2 days ago. I said, why you don't make noise when I'm eating it, pussy? Like,
and what'd she say?
I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe she...
Did she sound like that?
Yeah, I want to know what she has to say.
I call her right now and ask her.
Yes, yes.
She's probably going to say she thought you was deaf and I'm lying.
What she say?
She
say,
She sound like something wrong with him.
How you know?
Oh, so after what? The after?
You ever fuck with someone like that, Wax?
That what? I had a blind girl
and
before.
Thank you. That
yeah, had the best pussy ever. Blind
no, that's
girls,
not what I was gonna ask.
Go ahead, let me hear it.
That she ain't make no noise during sex.
Yes, I did.
I had mad girls that did that. They ain't
I had girls
noise.
That
nothing
never
at
said
all?
Nothing. And I don't care how good the pussy is it does nothing for me.
So you, but you don't listen. But that's. See, but if,
no
if you,
noise at all is crazy.
See, if you were sex, if you were sex,
she unconscious? Like,
no. Nah, she was there. She was just there. I mean, you got a couple.
Yeah, that's noise. But what I'm used to is like moaning and, you know, encouragement.
Yeah, getting back into
do
it and
you like
each other.
Encouragement or do you like the quiet?
I love the encouragement.
Because we had the thing now. So why you don't, we not saying, but why you don't make noise while you have sex?
I'm just a quiet person when I have sex. I'm not dramatic.
So what, are you shy to make noise or what? Like, what?
Do it feel good?
I guess it's just about the focus. I don't know.
So you never made noise?
With nobody.
I moan.
No, she moan, but she don't be doing it mad loud like that. So
damn, man, I don't know if you knocking it out the frame.
Yeah. Wait.
You gotta call for Jesus.
Wait. Wait, so do I have sex with you good?
Yeah, you do, but hold on.
Ah, no, hold on. I ain't never put no good dick on hold. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
My nigga, though, I don't put my nigga on.
Yeah, you want to know who he talking about. And she going to want to know who the girl in the background.
Right. Who the fuck is that bitch?
She talking while we talk about sex about me?
No, she know I'm at a thing. At
peace.
Now I got audio recording when I fucked the other girl with the dildo.
Okay,
and she
so
moaning.
I, did
what
she
I,
know?
You want to hear that?
Did she know that you were recording her?
Yeah.
So.
But it's on voice memo.
But she knew.
Yeah.
So I.
Let me hear
this
fake. This
before,
let me hear
know.
This faking.
Alright, hold on.
I want to hear all this.
I don't
faking.
Think I named it though, but hold on.
Oh, shit. Man.
You be killing
Whose
me with
idea
just looking
was
at this shit.
To do the voice recording and
no,
not...
my idea, because I wanted to see the difference when I fucked it with my real dick and the dildo, and I was going to see the sounds and see if it
okay.
Because I think that's weird a little bit, the voice recording thing.
Why? I mean,
you do that too?
No, I don't do it, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Why are you sweeping this man up for? I know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I've been fucking for years and doing a lot of videos and stuff. I never thought it was just the voice record.
That me either. And that shit happened to me before.
I do the video.
No,
yeah,
I think
video,
that's
no, I do
the
video, but I just
but he can't
it.
See. So what's the point? It's like, he can't see.
So you know his dude is way more than us. Okay.
I think my voice too distinct for my fucking voice.
Nah. When you going, you can't, you ain't going to know who is it.
He'll be walking around and he'll be like bumping the sex in his ear.
Nah,
I seen him walking. I seen him, bro, what song you playing? He was like, I'm playing last Tuesday.
He was walking around drinking your piss, listening to
Tasty. This nigga got you. He going to say, this is tropical soda. Ain't no fucking tropical soda.
That shit was not even a different.
I'll be holding him down, man.
That shit was brown.
You hold him down,
ain't right. Tropical brown.
I be finding him bitches.
No.
I be finding him.
You owe him, nigga. He broke your piss. You owe him. You owe him a whole lot of money. The bitch.
No, guys, the love sympathy.
No, the piss.
Blind. Oh, he's blind.
No, the piss was mixed with the soda because. All the soda wasn't gone, so it was like mixed.
Right, but the color was different. And you couldn't see it.
That's why he called it tropical. That's
exactly.
Regular Sprite.
Exactly. He was like, you ain't gonna like this one.
Yes. That was regular Sprite.
It's tropical.
Tropical Sprite. Oh, this one.
Where y'all just leave from? Y'all just left from fucking Jamaica or something?
Yeah,
boy. This got passion fruit,
this from
orange,
the
mango.
This from the island.
Y'all don't know the Sprite that got... The the
this flavor nigga's pissed? No.
Nah.
Dude, never had that the one. Flavor.
Not the QP. One?
No.
Not QP Sprite.
QP. QP is crazy.
They got the flavor, so I'm like.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Works, cordless power tools, and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other Works tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay, let's take a second and talk about HelloFresh.
Hey, HelloFresh.
Our favorite. You can skip the grocery store and take control of your time and budget with delicious restaurant quality recipes delivered right to your door. Sometimes I love skipping the grocery store because it's a lot of perverts in there.
Yeah.
And they COVID. Like to follow me around the aisle. So, you know, HelloFresh helps me out. And if you're looking for an easy way to eat well and save money this year, HelloFresh is a great place to get started. It's cheaper than grocery shopping. Okay. No creepy person has to follow you around.
Okay.
It's 25% cheaper than takeout. Your Uber Eats driver ain't going to be eating your food.
Okay.
And you got, you come on, because they be trying to eat your fries on
it's
the
only
way
right.
Over.
It's too many fries.
Nasty. They don't use no hand sanitizer or nothing. And with over 35 weekly recipes, they have the options you're looking for to help achieve your goals, which I know we all have them, and I'm almost at mine. I'm 10 pounds away.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
That's dope.
So I'm going to do the calorie smart option this week.
What's that?
And there's like carb smart recipes. So I know personally, I've been eating the cauliflower tacos.
Nice.
Those have been really helping me
I
out
gotta
because,
try that.
You know, I'm staying away from the meat altogether. Mm. So with that, I'm able to like still get a little bit of crunch, you know. But you're not into the vegan kind of stuff, are
no,
you?
No, no, no. I love them firecracker meatballs, man.
Oh, we know you like meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. My sister, I got those. She said that they were on point.
Oh, they really good.
They have a lot of, like, dope options, especially to get your goals together, and it's pre-portioned size meal, so you're not going to be overeating at all. You can also swap out the protein or any side. You can upgrade your protein.
Yes.
You can add a protein. You can add a veggie dish. It's so easy and simple. You just do it all online.
Max can do it.
Listen, and you know if his dumb ass could do it, anybody could do it.
Sure.
Now, HelloFresh's latest line of meals is the fast and fresh recipes. I love these. It features robust flavors and filling portions that are ready in less than 15 minutes. And
wow.
You know, we're always busy. We always have things to do.
Definitely.
So this is super convenient, super easy. And guess what? It's always delicious. It's always fresh, straight from the farm to your door.
Can't beat that.
Yes. And it's always great to cook together, right?
Okay.
Like, do you do like the couple cooking thing?
I'm single, but yeah,
wah, wah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Cooking couples is usually like, I cook, he eats. That's well, cooking together.
Right now, I'm going to do it like a Miss Doubtfire. I'm going to invite somebody over, and I'm going to make, like, the food is so good. I'm going to make it think like it came from a restaurant. Like, I paid so much money for this meal, and I'm going to do it right there, and I'll make them think that.
I think it's better when it comes straight from the heart, and that's why HelloFresh is so dope. Y'all could cook it together. You could cook for someone. You and your kids could cook together.
Okay.
It's amazing. I love HelloFresh, and it's super easy, and you could keep the recipes just in case you want to try it again another time.
Yes.
And keep your order going and make it flexible. You might you know, have somewhere to go for the weekend. So you skip a week or you add a week because you have people in town.
Yes.
All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/Bully65 and use that code Bully65 and you'll get a whole 65% off plus free shipping. Go do it right now. It's so easy. Wax could do it.
I do it.
Now let's get back to the Bully and the Beast podcast.
You.
Come on. Well, first of all, why are we waiting for this nigga to find something in his phone? He's lying.
You have a good girl.
I fucking hate this show.
No, no.
Why? What would this be?
This
why?
Is unbelievable.
Let me help you find it. No, it's not. I'm trying to get the date. It was on like.
You're not trying to get. I'm trying to see what date it was.
February or January.
We, this is unbelievable.
No. Okay, listen. Right,
keep going, keep going. I'm gonna
yeah, because we're supposed to give people advice, but I don't even want
to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I can get the best advice.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I'm dead ass. No, I'm about to start a. I'm
he's a life coach.
Yeah, yeah I'm a life coach. I'm about to start a whole intuitive therapist. I'm about to do that. I'll give
that's
it.
That's a big word, too.
Yeah, I'm a intuitive. I guess his sign, Gemini. So, I'm a intuitive therapist. So, I go. I do that.
Yeah,
that.
I so don't you, know. You just I guess get we could do one.
With people.
You gotta admit,
yeah, yeah.
Combos, Kwame is different. Like,
all right, but listen, like this how we going to do it.
We just gonna give us a little. This, and we sure? gonna do one. We gonna give one yeah, upside, advice.
Give me only like five. One. I'm nice. I'm telling
no.
you. I'm nice. I'm nice.
And impossible. We're gonna do this one while you look for your voice note.
Yes,
but I don't know how you can focus on giving advice and find the voice.
God, yeah, God, come on,
yeah,
come
put
on,
that down, brother. That. Yeah, let's rock.
We do a part two next time, yes. whatever. Yes, when I bring the girl.
Oh no, this is about to be a 2-part episode right here.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring girl. I'm
invite
gonna be,
as well.
I'm gonna yeah, be smelling yeah. their ass. Come on, all right, come on.
Okay, yeah.
go ahead, L'Oreal.
Because you're pretty entertaining, and this is just, I don't know what to think of you.
He's so, different. He's different.
Yeah.
He's different.
Okay, so I don't want to be too close.
He don't give a fuck.
He's going to pull that dildo out, like. And then I'm going to run, because it got Tamika's juices on it.
So no, Talika.
It's Talika with an M.
I don't know no damn Tamika. Okay.
Brenda,
yeah, exactly.
Talika.
Talika, Tashisha. Keisha, Nisha. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on.
Okay, so we give out advice. Jesus yes. Christ, help us. Lord and Savior, him, her, spirit, love,
amen.
Whatever's
amen.
Going on, Jesus. Right? Okay.
Amen.
So we're going to give... Right, oh, on. Yeah, pour the wine. Yeah. He turned water into wine, child. Yeah. You turned yeah, Sprite into piss.
And drunk it.
That was good.
Okay, thank you. I'm here all day.
Early.
So, okay, if you want to get some advice, next time I promise you, this guy's not going to have to help you. So, you can hit us up at...
The Bully and the Beast podcast. Holla at us, you.
No, that's not it at all, actually.
What's that?
That's not it.
Oh,
it's
shit.
No,
that's
at,
not it.
At Bully and the Beast podcast.
Every time.
Holla
each and
at
every
us.
Time. What in the world let's just get it right on. Once. For once. Episode 209. You still ain't got it.
Unbelievable.
You still ain't got it. Slide in them DMs. We're going to help y'all out. We're going to give you that good advice, the hood advice. Mm-hmm. Now.
No.
What's happening now?
Yeah.
It's cold words.
Okay.
All right.
This nigga sound like Scooby and Scrappy Doo. So I don't know what's going on.
The thought language.
Anyway.
All right.
Anonymous is this person.
Okay.
I work in healthcare and my best friend's husband came in for a physical and some basic blood work last week. I processed the specimen and cultures and he is positive for herpes.
Uh-oh.
Now, he cheated on her in the past and they've been recovering from his infidelity and working to rebuild their marriage for the last 2 years. They are still living separately and in counseling. I want to tell her, but it would be a HIPAA violation and I don't want to lose my job. But she's also just said they're considering moving back in together and she's almost ready for intimacy again. Please help.
All right, boom. All right, first of all, now who's working at the healthcare center? Is
the friend.
This is the friend.
The friend is a man or a woman?
A woman.
It seems to be a woman.
All right, it's a woman. So the woman's there and the best friend.
Boyfriend.
Husband.
Husband. Best friend, husband. The best friend husband is... So her best friend is a woman.
Yeah.
You assuming?
Yes.
All right. Oh, so the husband caught herpes.
She said she, yeah.
And then she found out, but she want to tell her best friend, but don't want to tell the best friend. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So this what you all right. Do she got the nigga who came in Herpes phone number? Cause she know him. Cause she knows the Herpes number, the nigga.
Herpes, but this is all a violation of privacy.
Okay, so they best friends. Come on, it ain't that violation.
She's gonna open her mouth for sure, and this woman is not gonna have a job.
This is what I would do. So do, let's make up some names. Let's make up T is the bitch you work
Tamika.
Is the bitch you work at.
Tamika work at the clinic.
Clinic.
And Talika.
Talika is the best
That's
friend.
That's too close.
Do Talika got herpes?
She don't know.
She don't know yet.
She don't know.
Her friend ain't gonna tell her.
Aight. What if it was your best friend? You ain't gonna tell your best friend, yo, the nigga got herpes? But you don't want to start no drama, right?
This is what I would do.
If I'm in the joint, and my man best friend bitch got herpes, I'm gonna be like, yo, look, ma, you know I work at the Spizz at. You got herpes. What's up? Like, yo, you been fucking my son, or what's up? I'ma hit him up on Facebook or Instagram or something. Like, yo, listen, you got herpes. I work at this spot. Listen, boom, what up? Like, you fucking her or you fucking him, bitch? Because, like, she gonna get herpes. So what, did you fuck raw already or what? You gonna let her know or what, right?
This is her husband. I'm pretty sure she fucked him raw before.
Yeah, we don't know.
What if they
both
got herpes?
Right, but all right.
What if she gave it to him?
So if they got herpes, then shut the fuck up.
She don't know. This is why you mind your fucking business. Your job is to take the specimens
and
put their shit in the peach tree.
Right now, but yeah,
mind your business.
Yeah, but if you wanna look out for your best friend. Nah, son, listen. If my best, I don't want my best friend to get herpes, I'ma look out. But first, I'ma hit up Shorty. Cause I might lose my job and all that. So you're definitely gonna lose your job.
And you're not gonna be able to get another one.
I'ma hit up the bitch. The bitch don't want, for example, you my best friend, Angelo. You my best friend.
That's what he is.
And then this bitch T got herpes. So I'm gonna be like, Angelo, my best friend. What up? You got herpes. What up? Is you fucking this nigga real? You think he got it or what up?
So what about this scenario?
I'm gonna be like, yo, get the Dr. Sebi shit, get rid of the herpes.
Right. He got herpes gone.
Boom! And you ain't gotta worry.
Put like this. What if she gave him herpes? Or I tell my friend, hey girl, we got this promotion deal. You should come in just to get checked out and
get some
blood
herpes
work.
Check.
You know what I'm saying?
We
ain't got to be a herpes test because thing you got to do is do blood work.
Yeah.
So like, listen, you come in here, just get your blood work. It's just, you know, come get tested out. I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because all these other doctors I heard is fucked up. So just to see if she got it.
But what if her shit don't come back?
If her shit don't come back as positive, you just keep throwing dirt on this dude like, because that's your friend. Be like, I don't think y'all should be together. You shouldn't be together. Because if you do say the herpes thing and she go back and
she's
tell him, she's
going to
tell.
Come on.
And then
you're
going to lose your job.
Who's not going to say nothing? If somebody came to you and told you that about your significant other, would you just stay quiet?
No, I can't.
You're going to say something, right?
Yes.
This is, look, she went to school for this. This is her living.
Oh, I know what I'll do. Boom.
She went to school for this. She makes a living out of
she
this.
No.
You're not gonna get another job. Once you violate HIPAA,
I'ma just have somebody else hit my best friend. Like, yo, your bitch got herpes and it ain't from me. I'ma send somebody else to send a message and be like, yo, this nigga got herpes. I'ma have a fake bitch. I'ma be like, yeah, bitch. Yo, yeah, you fucking.
I fuck my
you
man.
You Angelo, man. Yeah, but
that's a better idea.
You gave me herpes, bitch.
There you go.
Fuck out of here. Yo, you better have this nigga check. I got two kids. This nigga be buying me.
There you go.
Bitch. Boom.
There you go.
Out of that.
There you go.
I'm gonna be in it.
There you go.
So do that. So what's that girl named DM?
Tamika.
Do that, bitch.
I don't know. No, it's
like
anonymous. It's anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous bitch, do that.
You anonymous bitch. Or you could have just said her name and we could have told her.
I'm down to do it.
The person that wrote the damn book.
Yes, so, I just did.
Yeah, so do that. Do that.
Boom. So, boom. Yeah. I got best advice.
No, told you got you better girl. After you said every other advice that
was Yeah, but you got to build up.
No, a needle in a haystack. You found
it. Yeah. If she's saying anonymous, that's because the person listens to this podcast, too. Yes. So, I would have just included her name. Her husband, so-and-so.
My advice was Liddy.
Johnny Blaze.
Oh, I got the crown, baby.
You should definitely not. So you would risk your job any other kind of way to let your friend know something?
Your bro.
Yeah, bro. That's my best friend. Fact.
It all depends on who it is.
But they're risking your job.
And how much danger they
are. No, but I just told you.
Listen.
How's he going to find out?
Listen, boom. No. Listen, that's how you're going to find out. Because look, the nigga that... If my man don't got the herpes...
You're like this off wine?
No,
and that usually calms people down.
Beer.
No,
beer
I'm chilling. No, no,
you need weed.
No, but we having a like debate. Yeah. I'm okay. So if my man, boom, right? If my man ain't get the herpes from her, so that means she got the herpes from somebody else. So I'm not even blowing nobody up. So the nigga, she was like, yo, how this bitch got my bitch number? Blah, 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 blah. So if she don't got the herpes, she ain't get it from the husband. The nigga got it from somebody else. So they Gucci. Or my best friend was she ain't got herpes and gave it to the bitch. You know what I'm saying? But say, so it's not gonna get chased back to me either or. Cause you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, caller. I'm sorry, listener.
So hopefully, I understood everything. Yeah, you understand. So I'm not gonna get caught. I'm not gonna lose my job. Cause The nigga got the STD from this bitch.
She could DM her from a fake page.
I think what you said.
And make sure you DM from a fake page. Go somewhere far out and do it. Because them
towers.
The towers be knowing, oh, you
no,
got
the
DM from...
No, but it's not easy because if that's her best friend and she see the DM and she really take it any kind of serious, like, yo, your dude got whatever he got going on, and she call her friend and be like, yo, they said this. She'd be like, well, you could just come to my job and get a blood test.
Yeah, that's all. That's nice and easy.
What are Dr. Sabi pills?
They make you not get herpes no more.
For real?
You know what it is? They make you don't want to eat at all. So the more food you don't eat and nothing, it clears everything out of your body.
Yeah, you rather get herpes and not eat. Which one? Fuck it for a little while. Fuck it.
Yeah, you do 6 months without no food. And just herbs.
You ain't
you're good.
You're gonna die.
No, you could do it.
You don't not eat no food. You just eat no mucus food.
Oh, that's
I know it's for my eyes. So you gotta eat organic plant based.
But you can't see, and you're drinking everything that you're not supposed to.
I know that guy.
Yeast. I'm stressed out.
So you could rather see or be like I'm lost. So you're saying 6 months of you not doing anything, you'll be.
Right now I'm sure this. If I don't drink beer, I might go to jail for doing some harm to somebody. So this is stressed out. Go to the crazy house. Fuck it. My eyes gonna still be here. Fuck it.
So you rather be here drunk?
Yeah.
Drunk life. Instead of high life.
I don't get drunk a little nice. I don't get drunk.
Did you have sex with New York?
Nah. Tongue kissed the fella ass, grabbed the titties. I ain't fucking.
Did she reach out to you after the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had called me. It was a 360 number. Maybe. I don't think I got no. Nah, I mean, I don't got a number.
That's cool.
Old phone, but I would have gone. But now it's a 360 number.
Okay.
I think she went out. She just called. I said, oh, what up, girl, whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. And then, right? So now, this is how I know that don't take TV shit personal. Cause then she was like, the bitch was like, yo, this nigga mouth tastes like mucus. I had to get my tongue scraper.
Hilarious.
So I called her and cursed her. I said, bitch, you was on my dick. You called me, hey, the fuck you mean? The fuck out of here. What you mean, tongue scraper? You the one that kissed me. Cause I took the flowers or whatever. Whatever. She tongue kissed me. And she tried to play like I tried to do it does. I cursed out. And then Taylor May, she was fucking with him at the time. So then he called me like, yo, bro, yo, don't take it personal. So then I ain't know. It was all fun and game. That's why I should have went with the politics, but I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not doing that. Because Taylor May was like, yo, bro, let's me and you be partners and start trouble in the crib, make everybody fight. I'm like, I'm not doing that, son. So
Game so said,
you said I'm gonna start trouble by myself.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it with you, nigga. I'm gonna do this shit by myself, nigga.
No, that's funny. So, like, and how did you even get on that show?
Oh, it was a
That was back in the day, like before reality TV was what it is now.
Nah, what happened? All right, so boom. So me and my two mans, we was on 42nd.
Not Q.
No, I didn't even notice me. He was like fucking 10 years old.
I'm about to say, he's probably never even seen an episode.
Yeah. Right, a rerun. So now like, I'm on the deuce with me and my man. We chilling.
Peace.
So we bagged this bitch. Bitch was popping, fire. I was like, yo, this is the type of bitch Jay-Z would get because she was popping.
Can you see her Tiffany? At the time?
Yeah, I could see, but I could see her at the time.
Peace.
No, some bitch in the street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I bagged it. Boom. I bagged it. And my niggas, they on my dick. Like, yo, they said, let me talk to her. They call my phone, get the bitch number and all that. I'm like, where you at? I'm at the crib. I'm at the hotel. Go to the hotel, boom. So now it's a bitch across the street, like on the corner where she's selling pussy and shit.
Okay.
She's sitting around the corner. So I go across the street. So I go close. I say, it's not a bitch, it's a nigga.
Yeesh.
Oh, I say, yo, you know what hotel A that? Oh, it's right there. Who you gonna see? I said, I'm about to see my man's shit, man. I don't have a problem with gay people. That's where I got
okay, it's a transsexual woman.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, okay.
So now I go to the hotel, I'm like, yo. So it's a nigga, he's some handle. He had the shit on that shit on his head. That turban shit. No, not the
koofy. Like, he said he's a hobby.
The bitch thing, the door's open, bitch laying in the bed the whole time. So I'm like,
you sure it's a bitch?
Does this still have to do with how you got
in the show? So I'm not sure. So I'm like, first you don't give me a hug, laying on the side the whole time, feeling on the titties, the nipples is already hard. How you hard the whole time? I'm listening. Breast implant. Then my man, before we back my hand, was like, oh, look at she got a nose job. Nose job, breast implants. Your breast is a B cup, C cup. Why you got breast implants? Cup. I said, I don't know, might be a nigga, man. So then I'm like, I'm chilling. So I'm like, so I ain't. She said, you just want to fuck me. You just want to fuck. Come on. Pull her pants down. Then I'm just.
She had a whammy.
Nah, I ain't see she laying on the side the whole time like this on the side.
Yeah, not even laying.
So I'm like,
but where you like sticking your dick at then?
In the butt.
Oh.
Come on,
you know what I mean? So she was like, oh, you want to fuck? Come on, fuck.
But like, if somebody just automatically on the first time y'all fucking say, fuck me in the ass, that wouldn't be.
No, they didn't say, fuck me in the ass. They say, you just want to fuck. Come on. And it's not a born woman. Now, I might stick my dick in a butt. No homo, it's going to feel good. I'm like, I'm going to come.
Is this
like
still that. Part of the
Yeah, but just wait. Have patience. I'm almost finished. Keep talking. Interrupting.
Yeah,
right, but I fuck it. It feel good. I don't know if it's really a female. Born a female is a male. It's going to, I'm a nut. It's going to feel good, but I'm going to be like, damn, I got bamboozled.
Okay.
Ass boozle.
So that's how you lost your sight.
No, he did. Like, he did not.
No. So then I said, I'm not gonna fuck because I'm not sure. So I stayed up all night. I didn't even go to sleep. And the TV was on. And it was the news. It said, whoever wanna try for I Love New York, come on. And that's how I got it.
Nigga, you told that whole rest of the story for no fucking reason. All right, y'all. This is just a little bit too much. We're going to have to roll this over and give y'all a two-part for this episode.
I have to.
You don't want to miss it. Make sure y'all come back next week, and we are going to get into the rest of this madness. Yeah. Jesus Christ, pray for me.
Peace. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.